An incendiary device has been thrown into the Bank of America right now and is burning very brightly on the floor with high flames shooting almost to the roof. However, again, you have your opposing factions here in Isla Vista, because almost as soon as that device was off inside the Bank of America, two guys went running through the broken front doors of the Bank of America and attempted to stomp out the fire with their coats. I repeat, two men, ran through the broken glass doors of the Bank of America and attempted to stomp the fire out with their coat. Now we have a much bigger group in front of the Bank of America, some attempting to put out the fire, some attempting to keep it going. Greg has just run back into the phone booth. Greg, what do you have?
Plus, there is someone apparently still inside the bank. Someone in there trying to beat out the flames. It looks like the bank has just gone dark. Possibly that person has succeeded. The flames indeed were very, very feeble. There were shouts from the crowd that the bank was going to explode. Apparently it has not, as the yellow glow, which had appeared in the doors of the bank, has now ceased, to the best of our knowledge. That person who was inside, or persons, to the best of our knowledge, is now out and has succeeded in putting out that fire. Sorry.
And an outcry from the crowd, which is so divergent, the outcry and the crowd, opposing factions again, as always. Part of the crowd screaming for the fire being put out, part of it booing because it was put out, part of it cheering when it was first started, and more people are moving into the parking lot area, inside the fence, into the front of the Bank of America, which would preclude, it seems at this time, any possibility of another fire attempt for at least a little while. All fire attempts have to be started by throwing any incendiary device through the two front doors of the Bank of America, since those are the only open windows right now. Attempts to sledgehammer or whatever two service windows on the side of the Bank of America proved futile because the window and the glass was too thick and could not be broken. Greg, anything you can add?
A force remains on the porch now. At least one of those forces is carrying a water bucket. I would suspect that those four or five people on the steps were those who actually put out the fire. Sonny?
If I can draw a conjecture, apparently those who are attempting to start the bank on fire, we're having tear gas apparently coming towards this area. We're going to have to leave. We'll report later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are having some difficulty this time with our phone lines from Isla Vista. We hope to have the situation remedied as soon as possible. Please stand by.